What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Pirates, and maybe the most uncomfortable question of all, O'Neill Cruz, what do you do? What can be done? Let me rephrase.
They said
yesterday,
Charrington said they're going to play him out of it. He's just going to continue to play.
Do you have doubts about whether he's going to be a star?
I didn't at the beginning of the season. I do understand that he's coming off a significant surgery that ended his season. So I'm going to factor that in. But that should not in any way affect his decision-making at the plate with what he swings at and what he takes. And those are things that go beyond injury. So I'm concerned about that, and I'm concerned about whether or not he ultimately would be the shortstop that they want him to be.
That's the thing, too.
So I don't know. Is he going to change positions at some point? But for now, what would you do right now with him?
I guess let him play like they are.
How about if it gets worse?
How much worse can it get? He strikes out every at-bat.
Well, at some point, you have to make adjustments and take the pressure off game situations, I think. You can do that better in the minors.
It's very fair to mention that he's coming off a major injury, but he looks like the same guy that he was before in 22. And it's also fair to mention that he's never played a full season in the majors.
And I think it's also fair to say, this is only April, and a lot of people
I
go
know,
through these struggles.
But so. it's about watching him the last
time
he was
here. Aaron
Judge
got booed vociferously over the weekend.
He struck out all the time in 22 as well. O'Neill Cruz. I don't know if he's going to be a star.
That's the trend.
Joe, exactly what you said right there. That is the troubling thing.
Yeah.
Is that we are all convinced that he's, a major, major, major talent that's going to be one of the superstars of the league. At this point, are we even sure he's going to be a really good player?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I have doubts, but I also know that it's April and we'll see. I'm willing, as you know, we talked about how 9-2 start, how we had a different conversation. Now we're having a 2-9 stretch. It could very easily go back to a different way.
I don't know, Bob.
I'm just saying it could.
I did say even during that stretch, I went to a game against the Orioles that the Pirates won. And I'm sitting there looking at that lineup that day saying, this is not a very good team.
No, the lineup is not good. I thought it would be better. I really did. Coming into this season, didn't you? I thought it would be better.
I think we all thought it was going to be better. I thought we all thought that they were going to hit.
I was not convinced of that. Of course, I got the I thought the rotation was going to be hideous, and it's been good so far. But the lineup, I remember telling Mackey on here. I said, this lineup's not going to score runs. We disagreed on that. I said, ultimately, this is – a below-average major league lineup.
Well, here's the thing. We all looked at it and said this. O'Neill Cruz is back. He's the kind of like a hitter that really just sort of transforms a lineup and it makes everybody in the lineup better.
Right.
Pitchers are going to have to circle him and understand this is where he's at in the lineup.
He's the reason they're better than last year.
He alone is the reason that they're better than last year. Ke'Bryan Hayes in the second half of last year started to really turn it on a little bit. If he continues to do that, that gives them a second really good hitter. We've got to believe that Brian Reynolds is a good hitter and he'll do what he does. Henry Davis has always hit no matter where he's been at. So, you know, sooner or later, he's going to figure it out. We all basically talked ourselves into it as opposed to taking a look at. And the one thing that I didn't know, the one thing I wasn't really convinced of is that Rowdy Tellez would be this because of what he did last year. The reason he was available for such a cheap price is because he was bad last year. That's all.
They've gone through a lot of first basemen over the years.
Would you continue to play Cruz problem. Against lefties?
I would seriously consider sending him down and having him work on things. And they have other guys. You mentioned Peguero, and they have Gonzalez. They have reinforcements who maybe deserve a shot. This would be a good time to give them that shot. While you're trying to get someone back on track, give him a shot. See what you got.
But if he's up here, to me it's always a question of, for the sake of his development and to find out if he's truly going to be a star, do we let him just learn? The only way to learn how to hit good major league lefties is to hit against them. Are you willing to live with the fact that he
– Well, if he's going to be up here
he can't
and,
right now.
And they're going to play him every day, then yes, he has to learn. Just like Jack Sawinski has, you know, you got to – if you're going to be in the lineup and you're a core person, then you have to know how to do it. You can't platoon everyone. And I see this team as more of a platoon team everywhere. It's just too many platoonings going on.
Well, here's my thing. Joe, let's get to brass tacks. If you're asking me what they could do, honestly, I would bring Gonzalez up. He's hitting right now in the minors.
Yeah.
I'd bring
him
up
a little bit.
I would make him your starting second baseman for like the next 10 games.
What about Cruz? You just keep playing him?
I would bring up Peguero, I think.
That's what I said.
And play him.
Do it. And
some.
They deserve it. They're playing well. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
See if you can get a spark. Have Cruz step away for a little bit. I wouldn't send him down, but have him step away and work with a hitting instructor for a couple of days just to see what happens. Right? That's what I would do.
And we're getting to a difficult point, I think, with McCutchen, too.
Yes.
Like, what do you do? And it's an uncomfortable conversation for some people to have. But if he's not hitting and he can't play the field anymore, how is he helping you?
And that's where you say, you know, let's use Triola or somebody like that as our DH, right? And then I would probably play Olivares more than I play Sawinski. Have Olivares.
Yeah, but that's not the intent. You know, again, that goes against everything that
I get it. But my
point
is,
coming in here, he's playing better than Sawinski, though.
That's what I'm saying. Right? My point is, you go with your guys that are playing better. I'd have Olivares, Reynolds, and Michael A. Taylor as my outfield, and we would go from there. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you've got to do something different. And some of these guys, to me, you know. The second base, whatever the road, you know, who they've used three different guys at second base. You've got a guy who you drafted in the first round who's hitting in the minor leagues. Why are you messing around with these people? He should be your second baseman. Give him 10, 15, 20 games, see what happens. Because that's how you handle a first-round pick.
That's what should happen.
Real quick, let me ask you. Don't you have... I have no interest in seeing what's my man's name, Aliko Williams or Jared Triolo. I don't need to see any more of them to know what they are. I need to see Nick Gonzalez. Give me 20 games of him because he's a guy you drafted first, and he might have the upside and potential to be the guy that you drafted that hit the hell out of the ball at New Mexico State or wherever the hell he came from. I'm just saying, Joe, that's what's frustrating about this organization.
I agree with that, but a lot of it, I think, in the end, is rearranging the deck chairs if Cruz and Davis aren't going to be what you think they could be. And again, neither one of them's played even one full season. Neither one has a full season under their belt in the majors. It's just, you know, signs right now, not great.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.